Today, we'd like to see the title of the hardness of your hearts in Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 to 30. To another words share through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 8, he said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 14. But Jesus said, Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. What does it mean, and how can you apply it to our lives? Last question in verse 21, Jesus said to them, If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? In the last time, Matthew chapter 18, verse 35, we have obtained eternal redemption. Because God has forgiven us through Jesus Christ, we should forgive others from heart in Jesus' name, becoming the witnesses to Christ. Because in Jesus' teaching, the kingdom of heaven with the parable of 10,000 talents debtor and 100 denarii debtor, God has forgiven us through Jesus with eternal redemption. We should forgive others from heart in Jesus' name, becoming the witnesses to Christ. In this chapter, Jesus taught about marriage and divorce. Number 2, second case, childlike heart and eternal life. Verse 1, Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these sayings, that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. Jesus left from Galilee to Jerusalem in Judea to the other side of Jordan in the Perea area, today Jordan nation, Jordan area. Verse 2, And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Jesus healed the following people. The healing was one of three main ministries by Jesus on the earth, Matthew 9:35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching, number one, in their synagogues, preaching, number two, the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. So teaching, preaching, healing. Verse 3, The Pharisees also came to him, testing him, and saying to him, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? The Pharisees' question was not seeking an answer, but a dispute in order to entrap Jesus, being a dishonest question. For instance, in churches, denominational doctrine should be used to understand the scripture rather than to make divisional churches over the one body of Christ on the earth by polarizing the doctrines. To interpret the phrase of she finds no favor in his eyes in the reference Mosaic law, Number 1, the narrow view such as Shimmai, Rabbi, or Jesus in verse 9 has been adultery or sexual immorality. And number 2, the liberal view such as Halal or liberal states in USA has been the lack of satisfaction or personality differences. 1 Corinthians 1, 12, 13, 24, 1. Now I say this. that each of you say, I am a Paul, or I am Apollos, or I am a Cephas, or I am of Christ. In Christ divided, was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Deuteronomy 24:1. When a man takes a wife and married her, and it happens that she finds no favor in his eyes, because he has found some uncleanness in her, and he writes her a certificate of a divorce put in her hand and sends her out of his house. Verse 4-6, and he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. God created male and female to become one flesh. Number one, both naked, not ashamed. Sexual life during valid marriage. Number two, great mystery. The sexual life, confidential privilege of a married couple, God's creation intent is not to separate, but is a lifetime mutual commitment. And number three, equality of agape love to both compared with Christ and the church. Either a man or a woman as a new creation is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Jesus, God who created each, regardless of race, nationality, gender, age, wealth, or education. So, U.S. the nation of In God We Trust registers the Constitution Equal Protection Amendments, 14th for state level and 5th amendment for federal level. Recently, sexual minority definition, a group whose sexual identity, orientation, or practices differ from the majority of a surrounding society, primarily used to refer to lesbian, gay, bisexual, or non-heterosexual individuals. See this reference right here. Advocate, which is mutual consensual sex rights, regardless of marriage or gender, alleged the equal protection rights accordingly. We as Christians disagree with them, because we obey any government law unless it is against the scriptures. Equally, we allege the freedom of religion under the First Amendment. Listening to God in the scripture about this, God created marriage not to be interfered by them. So, in the sight of God, they should repent of such practices against God's creation intention before the loving, faithful, and forgiving Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, and believe in Him and come back to the valid marriage life. The old cross reference right here. Thank you. Genesis chapter 2, 24, 25, and Ephesians 5, 31, 33. So Colossians 3, 10, 11, and have put on new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of God. So God's knowledge. Then here Romans 13, 11, let every soul should be subject to governing authority, but should not conflict with God's scripture. Romans 1, 26, 27, for this reason God gave them up so they should repent. 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 8, he said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. The Pharisees, another question in verse 7, they said to him, why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and put away? Jesus answered that God intended originally to create marriage not to be dissolved by humans, but because of the hardness of human hearts, God allowed divorce through Moses. In verse 9, only due to adultery or sexual immorality. So when any divorced person marries again another, both are considered as the commission of adultery. Verse 10, his disciples said to him, if such is the case of the man with his wife, it's better not to marry. But he said to them, all cannot accept this saying, but only those to whom it has been given. For they are eunuch who were born thus from their mother's womb, and they are eunuchs who are made eunuchs by man, and they are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He who is able to accept it, let him accept it. Celibacy or not to marry cannot be accepted by all people unless God called a person not to marry for the kingdom of God, such as born eunuchs with physical deformity or man-made eunuchs. If acceptable, it is good. Also, to avoid fornication or sexual immorality temptation, marriage is good too. For example, sexual abuse by some priest is no good, you know, that kind of thing. So that case is marriage is good. 1 Corinthians 7, 1, 2. Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, avoid fornication. Let each man have his own wife. So King James, to avoid fornication, his own wife, let each woman have her own husband. For wish that all men were even as myself, each one has his own gift from God. One is in this manner, another in that. One is a celibacy, another one is a marriage. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help comparable to him. 13. Then the little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray, but the disciples rebuked them. Even if his disciples rebuked the little children coming to Jesus, in verse 13, Jesus allowed them to come to Jesus for prayer with his hands. The childlike mind or heart to easily or humbly come to Jesus is exalted for the inheritance for the kingdom of heaven. Like a childish or immature mind's heart. James 4:10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, he will lift you up. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I become a man, I put away childish thing, not childish mind. Now 15. And he laid his hands on them and departed from there. So prayed for them. Verse 16. Now behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Jesus already knew the one rich young ruler who did not believe Jesus as one of Trinity God, but who did human good works by his riches in order to have, inherit, achieve, or possess eternal life. Good teacher was called by him. His question was how much good works required for eternal life. Human works at best to appear righteous is not perfect compared with God's righteousness. So all our righteousness is like a filter rag. Whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, has eternal life or is imputed for God's righteousness. That's God's 100% gift or grace, not human works. All cross-reference right here. Luke 18:18. So for a certain ruler asked, the good certain ruler said. Also 1 John 5:7. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word. The Word is Jesus Christ, and the Holy, these three are one. Then Ephesians 2:8, done by grace you have been saved through faith, but not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, not human works, lest anyone should boast. Isaiah 64:6. But we are like unclean thing. All unrighteousness are like a filter. We all fade away as you live. And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Verse 17, so he said to them, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter life, eternal life actually, keep the commandments. Jesus pointed out only God is good to teach him about Jesus as one of Trinity God. Then he asked him to keep the Ten Commandments. First part is the relationship with God from first up to fourth, and the second part is the relation with another from people to ten. Here are the fourth and fifth for commission to do, and all the other commandments for mission, not to do. So Exodus 21:17 right here. Verse 18. He said to him, For which ones Jesus listed the second part commandments and summarized as the second great commandment to love your neighbor as yourself, beyond the first greatest command to love God mostly, not to be interfered by any others, riches, any family members, self, money, power, glory, or any other flesh rather than the spirit. Mark 12:30-31, right here. Then 19, honor your father and your mother. That is relations with others, you know, greatest honor your parents, and you shall love your neighbor yourself, you know, that one, exactly. Verse 20, the young man said to him, all these things I have kept from my youth, what do I still lack? The young man kept the second part commandment from his youth. People's command to honor parents and 6th through 10th command not to the soul, simple omission, by the flesh, not by the spirit. That's a lack. Verse 21, Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven, and come follow me. Riches or money per se is nothing wrong, but the love of riches or money is wrong. The young man loved the great to possessions or riches more than God or equal with God, not mostly. Jesus saying to sell what you have and give it to the poor was to the young man or to whoever loves riches or money more than or weaker God, not to every Christian, because we are responsible to provide for our needs and for our family's needs, not to burden on others according to the word of God, whom we love mostly. This is 1 Timothy chapter 5, but if anyone does not provide for his own needs, especially for those his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than unbelievers. Verse 22, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. It shows that he still loved the great possession more than God. Verse 23 up to 26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, assuredly I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. A rich man who loves riches more than or equal with God is impossible to enter the kingdom of God, or to be saved, or to have eternal life, because of God's possible works, not human impossible works. In this context, riches is not God's grace, like Abraham's or Solomon's riches, blessed by God. Verse 27, then Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all and followed you, therefore what shall we have? To love God mostly, deny yourself, take your cross daily, or your calling from God day by day, and follow Jesus' direction through His Spirit, not the flesh. Luke 9, 22, Romans 8, 34. But what the Lord could not do in that, it was weak through the flesh. God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned the sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the Lord might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to flesh, but according to the Spirit. 28. So Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you, but in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of His glory, John saw the vision in heaven, 24 thrones, which might include 12 disciples' throne. In the millennial kingdom, every Christian may sit on the throne in His glory, incomparable with the present suffering time. That cross-reference right here, 29. And everyone who has left the houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. Everyone who has left the houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, or whatever, that who have loved God mostly shall be rewarded a hundredfold with tangible or intangible things in earth or heaven, and finally shall inherit the eternal life. The last verse 30, but many who are first will be last, and the last first. Many who are first in the world, such as celebrity, billionaires, heroes, idols, politicians, or the most popular people who do not believe in Jesus Christ, or who are carnal Christian, will be last. But many who are last in the world, such as faithful believers, who are ministers, businessmen, or other workers, will be first according to his judgment. 1 Corinthians 3:11-54. No other foundation can anyone lay that which laid with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the foundation. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, with hay, straw, each one's words will become clear. For the day, judgment day, will declare, because it will be revealed by fire, that the fire will test each one's work or what sort it is. If anyone work which he has built on it, Jesus Christ endures, he will receive reward. If any work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. So we covered all three questions. Let's continue to keep on prayer. Shijian International Conference also keep on prayer for the innocent victims and or the persecuted Christians to be delivered from persecuted countries, Sudan, South Sudan, Afghanistan, Burma, Latin America, North Korea, Syria, and so on. So all testimony right here, what God works in through ministries to deliver those people. So let's just sing all together, Maranatha song.